Welcome to Get Talent Optimized, the podcast where we navigate the world of people, talent, and culture strategy. I'm Liz Palmieri Coonley. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm the CEO of Get Talent Optimized and Vice President of Talent Optimization at MVP Results. I'm here to guide you through the landscape of leading and empowering diverse teams in medium-sized organizations. In today's episode, titled Kickstart Your Journey to Peak Performance Development, we're set to explore the essential steps and strategies to elevate your performance management to new heights. This episode is dedicated to all the leaders and visionaries ready to transform their approach and lead with innovation and empathy. So let's dive in to kickstart your journey to peak performance development. Get ready to optimize your talent management strategies and take your leadership to the next level. It's time to get talent optimized. Understanding performance management. Think you know what performance management is all about? You might be surprised. Let's start by redefining performance management. It's a term that's often misunderstood and narrowly defined. As covered in our last episode, performance management isn't just about annual reviews or measuring outputs. It's a comprehensive approach that involves setting clear goals, providing ongoing feedback, and fostering a culture of continuous development. It's about aligning individual performance with the broader objectives of your organization, creating a symbiotic relationship where both the business and the employee grow together. If you missed the last episode on performance management myths, you should check it out. It addresses some common misconceptions. I'll also do a quick recap now so that you can get a little bit caught up. Myth number one is that the best approach to performance management is a one-size-fits-all approach. Your business is as unique as the people who drive it. A tailored approach that respects and leverages your team's diverse backgrounds, experiences, and aspirations leads to more impactful outcomes. Myth number two, performance management is just annual reviews. Nope. Performance management is an ongoing dialogue, a continuous exchange of ideas and feedback that helps align individual goals with your employees and your organization's goals. And finally, myth number three, the sole objective is correcting poor performance. No way. Performance management is not just a tool for correction, it's a platform for recognition and development. It's about identifying and celebrating strengths as much as making improvements. Historically, performance management has been viewed as a top-down administrative process, often dreaded by both managers and employees. But as we evolve in our understanding about what truly motivates and engages people, our strategies must also evolve. Modern performance management strategies are shifting. They're moving from those rigid, infrequent annual evaluations to a more fluid, ongoing process. It's about creating an environment where feedback is welcome and actively sought after. It's a journey of mutual development where the organization's goal and the employee's aspirations intersect. In this episode, we'll explore how you as a leader can kickstart this transformative process. We'll delve into actionable strategies to foster a culture of performance development that respects individuality while driving collective success. As we move through today's topic, remember, performance management is a tool for empowerment, not just evaluation. It's about building a foundation where every team member feels valued, understood, and motivated to contribute their absolute best. Having redefined what performance management truly encompasses, it's time to turn our attention to the groundwork required for its successful implementation. Preparing for launch is a critical phase where strategy meets execution. Ready to transform your organization, but need help figuring out where to start? One secret lies in the preparation. Embarking on a journey of performance development requires careful planning and consideration. Setting goals and expectations and ensuring these align with your organizational objectives and values. First, let's talk about key considerations. Before launching your strategy, it's crucial to understand what you aim to achieve. This means aligning your performance metrics with your organizational goals. Now ask yourself, your colleagues and your direct reports, how do our metrics support our broader mission? And how do they reflect our values? This alignment ensures that your performance management strategy is not just a tool for evaluation, but a driver of your organization's success. If you're a mid-level manager, be sure your perspective on your team's mission and its alignment with the organizational objectives matches your senior leader's perspective. Next, assess your current performance management practices. Take a deep dive into what's working and what's not. This assessment isn't about pointing fingers or assigning blame. It's a constructive process to identify areas for improvement. The next set of questions for you, your colleagues, and your reports might be, how are your current performance development methods fostering growth and development? How are these methods inclusive and respectful of diverse perspectives and strengths? Your goal here is to build a framework that supports continuous improvement and aligns with your team's and organization's evolving needs. Now let's talk about executive and senior leadership buy-in. The success of any change initiative is going to hinge on an executive sponsor's support and commitment. Leaders must endorse, actively participate in, and advocate for this strategy. It is about creating a culture where performance management and development is woven into the fabric of everyday activities. Leaders at every level of your organization set the tone, and their buy-in conveys that performance development is a priority. Finally, creating a supportive culture is key. This culture is one where feedback is viewed as a tool for growth, where challenges are seen as opportunities for development, and where achievements are celebrated. Remember, the ultimate goal is to foster an environment where each team member feels valued, understood, and driven to achieve their best. Consider sharing stories with your team about the feedback you've received from your manager or colleagues and the resulting action steps that you have taken to demonstrate that you embody the attribute of feedback receptivity and commitment to ongoing growth. This is going to encourage the same attributes in your team. As I've outlined, the essential steps of preparation and the importance of leadership buy-in and culture in performance management, let's focus on the core elements of defining a successful strategy. Understanding these components is crucial for transforming your team's potential into tangible results. Ever wondered what makes a performance strategy go from good to great? It's not what you might think. A well-rounded performance management strategy is more than just a set of procedures. It's a blueprint for nurturing and harnessing your team's potential. First up is goal setting. The foundation of effective performance management lies in setting SMART goals. If you're not familiar with the acronym, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. But it's not just about setting these goals. It's about aligning them with your company's vision. This alignment ensures that every individual's efforts contribute meaningfully to the broader objectives of your organization, creating a sense of purpose and direction. The biggest mistake that leaders make with goal setting is creating a statement that fails to include each of the five elements of a SMART goal. Let's examine a goal statement for an account executive to determine where it is well-written and how we might improve it. The goal is increase sales by 20%. The goal is measurable because it states a 20% increase. It's potentially achievable, assuming the 20% is realistic based on past performance and market analysis. It's relevant, assuming increasing sales is aligned with the company's objectives. But when isn't that the case? And it's time-bound within this year. This statement does not specify the key area like product line, customer segment, or strategies. So the goal is lacking the clarity needed to focus efforts effectively and devise a concrete action plan. Improving the specificity could make the goal more actionable and effective. So an example might be, increase sales by 20% this year by focusing on the enterprise software solution segment through targeted marketing campaigns and strengthening relationships with key accounts in the finance industry. Let's look at another example. An inbound call center associate has a goal that states, improve customer satisfaction ratings by 5% by the end of the quarter. The goal is specific because it targets customer satisfaction ratings, a clear aspect of the employee's job. The goal is measurable, setting a quantifiable target of a 5% improvement. The goal is attainable, assuming 5% is based on analysis. The goal is relevant, given that enhancing customer satisfaction is typically aligned with the overall objectives of a call center. And it's time-bound because it has a clear deadline by the end of the quarter. What's missing? Well, the actionability. The goal doesn't specify how the employee is expected to achieve this improvement in customer satisfaction. Without outlining specific actions, strategies, or behaviors to be adopted or changed, the goal lacks a clear path for execution. So a possible revised goal statement that includes actionability might be, improve customer satisfaction ratings by 5% by the end of the quarter by implementing a strategy of personalized follow-ups for each call, ensuring all customer queries are resolved within a 24-hour timeframe, and attending a weekly training session to enhance product knowledge and customer service skills. Whew, that's a solid goal. You're doing a great job of spotting these opportunities with SMART goals. So let's stretch ourselves with one more example. A project manager is assigned the goal, complete the new software development project in 2 months. The goal is specific about completing a new software development project, and it's measurable, with completion required within 2 months. It's relevant, assuming completion of the project aligns with the organization's objectives, and it's time-bound, once again, mentioning that 2-month deadline. So what is it missing? The goal lacks achievability. Without considering the feasibility of resources, workload, project complexity, and risk, so we could improve the achievability aspect involving a more detailed planning process. So an example might be complete the new software development project within 4 months, accommodating the team's current workload and resource constraints by hiring 2 additional freelance developers, conducting a weekly risk assessment meeting to promptly address issues, and prioritizing project tasks based on critical path analysis to ensure efficient progress. Next, let's talk about continuous feedback. Gone are the days of dreaded annual reviews. One of the major reasons managers and employees dread annual review is because it's the first time they're sitting down to discuss performance. It's only natural to have anxiety about delivering news that might not be well received. And it's only natural to be anxious about receiving a surprise that catches you off guard. Today's workforce thrives on ongoing feedback. Aim for a mixture of formal and informal interactions comprising praise, support, constructive guidance, so that feedback and development no longer feel good or bad, but much more neutral. It's about creating a dialogue, not a monologue, where employees feel heard, valued, and motivated to improve. This is what happens when things go terribly wrong in the corporate world due to a lack of continuous employee feedback. You might be familiar with this story. Nokia, once the unrivaled titan of the mobile phone industry, faced a catastrophic downfall that has since served as a stark lesson for businesses everywhere. During the late 2000s, Nokia struggled to keep pace as the mobile phone market began its rapid evolution towards smartphones. Inside the company, many employees saw the writing on the wall. Recognizing the threat posed by emerging smartphone technologies and competitors like Apple and Samsung. However, the company's rigid and hierarchical structure and a prevailing culture that did not encourage open communication meant these critical insights failed to reach top executives. Despite being at the forefront of mobile technology, Nokia was slow to embrace the shift towards smartphones. This hesitation stemmed not from a lack of technical expertise or resources, but from a systemic failure to cultivate an environment where feedback from any level of the organization was heard and valued. As a result, when the industry pivoted sharply to smartphones, Nokia was not only late to the party, but also fundamentally unprepared for the shift in consumer demand. The consequences of this disconnect were severe. By the time Nokia attempted to correct its course, the market had already been captured by competitors, leading to a dramatic decline in its market share and influence. The company that once led the mobile phone market with over 40% share saw its dominion crumble, eventually leading to the sale of its mobile phone business to Microsoft in 2014. Nokia's story vividly illustrates how vital continuous employee feedback is and what can happen when a company ignores the voices of the closest to the evolving market dynamics. It underscores the need for organizations to foster a culture of openness and responsiveness where feedback is encouraged and an integral part of strategic decision-making. As Malcolm X once said, education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. With that spirit in mind, let's focus on employee development. A key aspect of performance management is facilitating employee growth through training, upskilling, and clear career progression plans. This focus enhances your team's capability and boosts morale and job satisfaction as employees see tangible pathways for professional advancement within your organization. With co-created SMART goals in place, you and your employee have thought through what is possible given the resources available and the demands of the business, which is an excellent first step in ensuring that you're both on the same page about what development support they're going to need for execution on these performance goals. You might also co-create non-performance related SMART goals that directly align with their personal career and professional goals. Some examples of these types of non-performance related SMART goals might be: to support my career progression in a management role, I'll complete a certified leadership development program within the next 12 months. Or, because not everybody is interested in a management role, To enhance my expertise and value within the company as a senior technical specialist, I will obtain a professional certification in XYZ technology or skill that's going to be relevant to a current or future project within the next 9 months. Performance measurement is the final component we'll review today in a successful performance management strategy. This is where data-driven metrics and key performance indicators known as KPIs come into play. Using these tools, you can assess performance fairly and objectively. It's crucial, however, to ensure that these metrics are not only quantitatively sound, but also qualitatively relevant to the roles and responsibilities of your team members. Let's examine some common KPIs for the three roles we used as example in our SMART goal analysis. Common KPIs for an account executive include customer lifetime value or CLV, referenceable clients, customer satisfaction scores like NPS, organic growth by referral, client acquisition rates, and touches to closure. Common inbound call center associate KPIs include first call resolution, average speed to answer, average handle time, agent idle time, and service level. KPIs for project managers include cost variance, schedule variance, on-time completion percentage, and billable utilization. No matter the role, employees should be clear on their KPIs and how they're being measured. They should also have visibility into their performance on an ongoing basis to monitor their progress. Here's the tip only the pros know. For performance measurement, the secret lies in leveraging leading indicators rather than solely relying on lagging indicators. Leading indicators are forward-looking metrics that predict future performance, such as employee engagement levels, training completion rates, or innovation metrics. By focusing on these, organizations can proactively manage and influence outcomes before they're finalized, allowing for real-time adjustments and interventions. This approach gives a more dynamic view of performance. It empowers employees by providing them with actionable insights on how they can improve continuously, fostering a culture of growth and adaptability. Incorporating these components into your strategy can transform how your organization approaches performance management and development. It's about building a system that supports growth, values feedback, and measures success in a way that's both fair and inspiring. With a clear understanding of the crucial components that form the backbone of a powerful performance management strategy, it's time to pivot from theory to action. Transitioning from planning to execution is where your strategy truly comes to life. Are you ready to turn your strategy from paper to practice, but feeling overwhelmed? Fear not. Implementing a new strategy can be daunting, but with the right approach, it can be a smooth and transformative experience for your entire organization. Let's explore these critical steps. Step one is all about communication. It's essential to inform and educate your employees about the new performance management strategy. This involves clearly articulating the reasons for the change, what it entails, and how it benefits everyone involved. Transparent communication helps in mitigating resistance and builds a foundation of trust and understanding. Next, we focused on training. This step is crucial for both managers and employees. It provides comprehensive aspects of the new process and tools that will be part of your performance management system. The training should cover the how-tos and the whys behind the processes, ensuring everyone is aligned with the strategy's goal. Now let's talk about pilot testing. Start with a small group or department before rolling out the strategy across your organization. This pilot phase is an opportunity to see how the strategy works, allowing you to identify any challenges and make necessary adjustments. It's a practical approach to ensure that your strategy is aligned with your organizational needs and culture. The final step is collecting feedback and making adjustments. After implementing your strategy, actively seek feedback from those involved in the pilot phase. This feedback is invaluable. It helps you understand what's working and needs improvement. Be open to making adjustments based on this feedback. Performance management is an evolving process, and flexibility is key to success. Following these steps, you can effectively implement a performance management strategy that meets your organization's goals and supports and empowers your employees. It's about creating a culture of continuous development and growth. I'm a big believer in the power of reflection. So if possible, hit pause, grab yourself a piece of paper and something to write with. I'll wait for you to get back to me. Welcome back. Now that you have a way of capturing your thoughts, take a few minutes right now to reflect and respond to this question. Thinking back to a recent organizational initiative, what learnings about what went well and what didn't go as planned might carry over to support the implementation of your enhanced performance management process? feel free to hit pause again. Now that we've outlined the practical steps for implementing your strategy, let's delve into how technology can elevate this process. In today's digital world, leveraging the right technological tools is essential for a truly effective and modern performance management system. In an era where technology is revolutionizing every aspect of our lives, how is it transforming performance management? Technology is a crucial aspect of modern performance management in today's digital age. It's not just about digitizing processes, it's about enhancing efficiency, accuracy, and engagement in your performance management strategy. Let's start with an overview of the tools and software reshaping performance management. Technology offers many solutions, from goal tracking platforms to real-time feedback apps. These tools facilitate not just the tracking of objectives, but also provide valuable analytics and insights. But how do we integrate this technology seamlessly into our daily work practices? The key is choosing user-friendly tools that align with your organization's workflow. It's not about using technology for technology's sake. It's about selecting tools that genuinely enhance your performance management process, making them more accessible and engaging for everyone involved. When introducing new technology, start with an educational phase. Ensure your team understands how to use the tools effectively and what's in it for them. Highlighting the benefits of how these technologies can make their work easier, more insightful, and more impactful will increase their excitement about adoption. Remember, the goal is to make technology an enabler, not a barrier, in the performance management journey. According to the Harvard Business Review, teams waste 9% of their work time switching between apps. So seamless integration between your performance management platform and existing technology is going to ensure they become a natural part of your workplace ecosystem and not an isolated element. It should complement and enhance your existing processes, adding value and efficiency. For example, the solution I support my MVP results clients with is PI Perform, which offers integrations with platforms like Slack, Zoom, and MS Teams so that people can build agendas, create action items, and even send kudos directly from the technology that they're already accustomed to using. Pretty cool. Embracing technology and performance management opens up new horizons of possibilities. It offers a more dynamic, data-driven, and personalized approach to managing and developing your team's performance. As we embrace technology integration into our performance management systems, enhancing efficiency and insight, our next step is to ensure that our strategy remains effective and responsive to change. This requires a commitment to continual monitoring and adaptation. Think your performance management strategy is set in stone? Think again. Implementing a performance management strategy is just the beginning. To truly reap its benefits, we must continuously monitor its effectiveness and be ready to evolve if it's needed. An annual anonymous employee survey is crucial in diagnosing the effectiveness in all aspects of your people, talent, and culture strategy, including your performance management strategy. The feedback offered in these anonymous surveys provides opportunities to gain genuine insights into how the strategy is being received and the impact it's having on your team. Additionally, regular check-ins with your team as a group or in the one-to-one setting provides real-time feedback, while surveys can offer broader insights from a larger group. This continuous feedback loop is essential for aligning your strategy with the team's needs and organizational goals. Adapting and evolving your strategy is not a sign of failure, but a mark of dynamic and responsive leadership. As your organization grows and changes, so should your performance management approach. Stay attuned to internal changes within your team and external shifts in your industry. Use the feedback gathered to refine and adjust your strategy, ensuring it remains relevant and effective. Don't be Nokia. Remember, the goal of monitoring and evolving your strategy is to create a performance management system that is a living, breathing, and growing with your organization. Today, we discussed what effective performance management truly involves. We explored the significance of aligning goals with your company's vision, the shift from annual reviews to continuous feedback, the importance of employee development, and how technology can streamline the process. And importantly, we discussed the necessity of monitoring and adapting your strategy to ensure it remains effective and relevant. It's time to take these insights and implement your performance management strategy. Remember, this is not just about processes and assessments. It's about fostering a culture of growth, feedback, and continuous improvement. Start small. If you need to, just start. The journey to peak performance development begins with this first step. As I mentioned, there's a performance management platform that I'm partial to and that I leverage in my role as Vice President of Talent Optimization at MVP Results. So to give you a head start on revamping your performance management process, I'm offering you, as a listener of the Get Talent Optimized podcast, a complimentary 2-week trial of PI Perform. To take advantage of this very exciting offer, use the link that's on the screen now to schedule a demo and share that you learned of this offer from Liz Palmieri-Coonley, me. I look forward to seeing your smiling face on Zoom and learning more about the good work at your organization and how PI Perform may complement what you're doing with performance management. Thank you for joining Get Talent Optimized. Your commitment to optimizing talent and developing effective, heart-centered, and human-first strategies makes you a visionary leader. Stay tuned for my next episode, Beyond Basics, Crafting the Future of Workforce Management, where we're going to continue to enhance your leadership and organizational success around performance management. Until then, remember to lead with empathy, inspire with action, and optimize every opportunity. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your colleagues and peers, and leave a review. Your feedback helps me grow and tailor this content to your needs. Let's keep this conversation going. I'd love to hear about your reflections and how you implement these strategies in your business. I'm Liz Palmieri-Coonley, and this has been Get Talent Optimized. Keep talent optimizing, and see you next time.